What is up, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. In today's video, I'm going to share with you the 8 mistakes that I see so many content creators making. Now, regardless if you are a beginner content creator or an older content creator, I guarantee that this video is going to be relevant for you, just to make sure that you either got your bases covered, or if you don't have them covered, you can course correct for the future. Now, without me rambling on, let's just get right into the video. Now, the first deadly mistake that I see is that many content creators, especially when they're starting out, they don't have a niche. They don't know who their target audience is, and they also don't know what their target audience wants. Now, this is really important because at the end of the day, people need to have a reason to subscribe to your channel or to follow you on Instagram or whatever social media platform you are on. And if you are not clear in what you're delivering to your audience, what is their incentive of following you back? Now, I've used this analogy before on my channel, but I just really love it so much. Now, the analogy is that with your channel or with your social media handles, regardless of what platform it is, you don't want to be a buffet. You want to be a specialized restaurant. And the reason why you want to be a specialized restaurant is because imagine if you were taking your boyfriend or your girlfriend on a nice seafood dinner. Are you going to go to a buffet that serves everything, or are you going to actually go to a specialized restaurant? I guarantee 99.9% of you will probably choose the specialized restaurant that serves great, fresh seafood. The same thing applies to social media. Many of you are following beauty accounts because of beauty. You're following fashion accounts because of fashion. You're following my account because of business and social media. If you actually stretch yourself way too thin in your content creation, your audience will not know whether or not they should actually subscribe or follow you. Because imagine if one day you're posting fashion videos, and then all of a sudden you're posting cooking videos, and then all of a sudden you're posting videos about business and finance. Your audience doesn't know who you actually are and what you actually deliver, and whether or not they should hit the subscribe button or the follow button on whatever social media platform that you are on. Now, I already know that many of you are probably saying something like, well, my favorite YouTuber or my favorite Instagram influencer posts anything she wants. One day she posts food stuff, the next day she posts fashion and then makeup and then vlogging and all these things. Why can't I do that? Well, the reason why your favorite YouTuber or your favorite influencer can actually do that is because they've already grown a huge subscriber rate or a huge following that already loves her no matter what she posts. When you are a beginner content creator, you can't really do that unless you have the tribe and you have the following that just supports you no matter what type of content you produce. But we're not there yet, are we? That's why when you're starting out, you want to be as focused as possible, because you know what they say, when you try to speak to everyone, you end up speaking to no one. The second deadly mistake that I see so many content creators doing, especially beginner content creators, is literally having meltdowns over lost followers or subscribers. And I get it. I get that it stings. I get that it hurts whenever those numbers drop. But at the end of the day, I really want you to have it in your mind that it's always going to be about quality over quantity. Instead of crying over the people that left, make sure that you're actually delivering the most value to the people that stayed. Treat them like gold. Because at the end of the day, it's such a bad mindset to constantly chase these numbers of people who decided to leave anyways, or maybe they're even using bots and doing unfollow-follow, instead of focusing on what you already have and building that community, building those people, and continuously trying to provide great value to the people that have decided to be there for you. Again, using my channel as an example, I never really was in a position to cry over lost followers or cry over lost subscribers. The growth came because I focused in and I zoomed in on the people who decided to stay. I then created communities such as the Fearless Boss Network, where I continued to cultivate the people who decided to subscribe to my channel, who decided to follow my work. And as a result, word of mouth started happening and people started to see that other people were getting immense value from my work. And therefore, they decided to subscribe to my channel. They decided to follow me on Instagram. They decided to join my Facebook group. It becomes a ripple effect. So that's why I get really upset when I see content creators cry over lost numbers, when in fact their focus should really be on serving their community. The third deadly mistake that I see content creators making is that they aren't thinking long term. What I mean by this is that I see a lot of content creators just solely focusing on the vanity metrics, posting butt selfies, or, you know, just posting things in order to grow their social media accounts. However, they don't ask themselves, where am I actually going with this? Where am I taking this social media account? Am I going to create create a personal brand? Am I going to monetize anything? Am I going to launch any products in the future? These are questions that content creators should be asking themselves. Otherwise, you're just going to be a content creator on social media. And that's totally fine if content creation is your hobby, but I think that many of the people that watch my videos are interested in turning it into a business. And that's where I see a little bit of a disconnect from people when they are posting content. At the end of the day, you really want to think long term. Where am I going with this? What am I going to be doing with this audience in the future? What am I going to be doing with my personal brand in the future? These are definitely things that you need to think about, especially if you want to make money as a content creator. And on the topic of not thinking long term, this brings me to my fourth deadly mistake, and that is not building an email list. Now, I know maybe a handful of you might be like, what? Email list, that is totally outdated. But if you were actually someone who thought long term, you would understand that an email list is so important for your business and for your brand. Because one day, imagine if YouTube decided to shut down, Facebook decided to shut down, or Instagram decided to shut down, you would lose your entire business overnight. However, if you actually spent time to collect emails, that would really help your efforts because you could easily email your list and be like, hey guys, this is how you can keep in contact with me now that YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram has shut down. Now, there are definitely many ways that you can collect emails from your audience. I don't really want to spend too much time talking about it in this video, so make sure that you like this video or you comment in the comment section below and let me know if you guys want to learn more about how to build your email list so that you have that safety net in case one day all these social media platforms shut down, or in case you ever want to actually monetize your work and sell products in the future. So definitely, again, like this video and comment below. I'd be more than happy to teach you what I know about building email lists. The fifth deadly mistake that I had to add in this video is poor collab pitches. Now, the reason why I just had to bring this up is because I see so many content creators trying to collab with other content creators, but doing it in a totally wrong way. If you are a smaller content creator and you're reaching out to a content creator that is much, much larger than you, you have no right to say, hey, hop on my channel and help me out. That makes no sense. Same with brand deals. You cannot go to a brand and say, help me out, I'm a struggling content creator and I want to grow my brand, so I need your product to do that. I see that a lot of content creators, they approach people and brands in a very inauthentic way and also in a very selfish way, saying things like, how can you help me? But instead, if you actually want to successfully collaborate with other people and collaborate with brands, you need to put your thinking hat on and ask yourself, what can you do for them? So let me use an example here. Let's say you are a foodie blogger and you want to collaborate with another foodie blogger that has 10 times more audience than you. Instead of spamming that person's Instagram account and asking them, begging them to collaborate with you, what you want to say is, hey, listen, I know that we share a very similar audience. I know that the people who watch your videos or consume your content are all vegans. They are women between the ages of 18 and 25, and that's pretty much the same audience that I have. Now, I looked at your website and I saw that you're going to be launching a recipe book soon for your audience. I would love to help you out in your promotional efforts for your recipe book launch. So would you be interested in actually collaborating with me? I'll feature you on my channel and actually give you the opportunity to talk more about your recipe book that you're coming up with. More likely than not, that type of pitch will probably lead to a yes versus the type of pitch that's like, collaborate with me because why not? There's a huge difference here. So every time you're looking at a brand or a person to collaborate or partner with, make sure that you're always thinking about what's in it for them. The sixth deadly mistake that I see content creators making, especially YouTubers, is sharing their videos in irrelevant promotional groups. Now, obviously, with every content creator, myself included, when you're starting out, you just want to plug your links everywhere. However, what you don't realize is that if you are promoting your YouTube videos in the wrong promotional groups that aren't even within your niche, of people who aren't even interested in your work, that's going to absolutely kill your watch time. Now, imagine if you are a beauty vlogger and you post your YouTube video about the latest eyeshadow look in a group that doesn't even have your target audience. What's gonna happen is you're gonna drive a lot of traffic to your YouTube video, obviously, but your retention rate and your watch time is going to be absolutely murdered because you're not attracting the right target audience. The moment that they actually click your video, they're just gonna click out because they realize it's not for them. So I think that this is a huge mistake that I see a lot of new content creators making. making is constantly spamming their links in different promotional groups without realizing the impact that it has on their watch time. Because at the end of the day with YouTube, the key metric here is watch time. And the longer watch time that you have, the better. It's not about views, it's not about subscribers, it's all about watch time. So if you are constantly doing paid ads or promoting your work on different random groups that aren't within your niche, you're gonna experience a problem within your watch time, and therefore YouTube will not recommend your videos because it's flagging to them that your video is not engaging. So this is a huge mistake that I see a lot of beginner content creators make, and trust me, it's also the same mistake that I made. So I definitely want to share that advice with you in case you are doing it yourself. Now the sixth deadly mistake that I see a lot of content creators making, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, is that they aren't engaging with their audience. The silliest thing that I ever see is content creators who post on Instagram expect to have a bunch of likes and a bunch of comments, but when you actually look at the comment section, they aren't even engaging back to their audience at all. This is a huge no-no if you want to become a successful content creator and if you actually want to successfully form a community and a tribe. Because keep in mind, if you want to make a living as a content creator or you want to actually do content creation full-time, you won't be able to do that without the people that are currently supporting you. So make sure that you show some appreciation, some gratitude, some love, and actually engage back with the people who want to see your work and who are supporting you. Now, as you grow in your social media career, obviously it becomes harder and harder to message back every single person, answer every single question, and also answer every single email. I completely get that. However, especially when you're first starting out, really make a conscious effort and figure out how you can make each subscriber, each follower, each viewer, each listener, each whatever, to feel as important as possible. And this kind of leads me to a really crucial tip that I have for you. Try to actually house a community online so that you can keep track of all the people that truly enjoy your work. In my case, I created a Facebook group called the Fearless Boss Network where any of my viewers, any of my followers can join so that they can be more connected with me and for me to actually have really close one-on-one conversations with them. So even for you, if you're watching this video, if you want to get to know me better and if you want my help, definitely join the Fearless Boss Network. That's kind of where I hang out and that's where I really serve my community. Last but not least, guys, here is my eighth deadly mistake. And that is when content creators give up too early. Now, even in my content creating career, I've wanted to give up so many times, but I'm actually gonna show you a chart right here that explains my growth. Now, imagine if I had given up at this point in time, before my YouTube channel experienced a huge snowball effect. I think the problem is that a lot of content creators, the moment that they don't see the results, or they don't get the follows, or they don't get the views, they immediately resort to giving up. Instead of actually looking at their content and being like, okay, how can I improve this? Where did I go wrong? What can I do to make this better? I want you guys to actually have a solution-oriented approach to content creation instead of literally crying in bed when you don't perform and suddenly feeling like all of it was a waste of time and that you want to give up. If you actually look at any YouTuber, Instagrammer, or whoever you admire, look back at their first few videos. Actually scroll all the way down. You'll see that number one, they've either been at it for a very long time and they just didn't give up, or number two, they were constantly innovating and actually making their videos better over time in order to get the traction that they needed. On top of this, what makes me feel better sometimes is looking at people's very first videos. When you actually look at huge content creators' first videos, you'll see that their first videos weren't that good either. So I really hope that that makes you feel a bit better, and I really want to assure you that it's all about having patience and being consistent. If you actually devote your full year's attention or 2 years' attention or 3 years' attention building your channel or building your social media, creating content, listening to your audience in terms of what they want, developing that community, I assure you it's only a matter of time until you actually succeed and can make a living as a content creator. Especially if you are using content creation as a way to start a business, I promise you that during the time that you're actually working on your business and developing the business, you're going to be able to have highly monetizable skills that you can sell back if you ever want to go back to corporate or if you ever want to be a freelancer, so on and so forth. For instance, video editing, video creation, content planning, social media management, creating sales funnels, email lists, all of these things, if you ever wanted to not be a content creator anymore and go back to a 9-to-5, you could easily say, hey, listen, I have all these amazing skills. Or if you ever wanted to be a freelancer and help other people, these are also skills that are highly, highly valued and can be monetized. Now, with that being said, if you are actually interested in learning how you can make money on social media, definitely watch this video right here. And after you finish watching that video and you want to continue binging on the videos that's going to really help you up-level your social media game, your life and business, then you can watch this video right after. And if there was any type of topic that you want me to dive deeper on, then definitely let me know in the comment section below. I appreciate you guys, and as always, I hope you guys have a great day, a great week, and a great life, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.